Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Cass with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, construction of a huge luxury apartment complex in New Farm is set to begin on the site of a demolished aged care facility. Dubbed Rosemont, the development at 424 Bowen Terrace will comprise 74 units and 4 freestanding houses across a piece of land almost the size of a football field. The aged care centre on the site was closed by Auscare after more than 30 years of operation and demolished this year, with signs outside the fenced-off site on Tuesday saying luxury residences coming soon. Unit prices will start at $2.6 million, with an artist impression of the building showing an Aston Martin costing more than $700,000 parked outside. An appeal was made against the project, arguing it was not in keeping with the area's character and represented overdevelopment of the site. The appeal was later withdrawn.
Work is also set to commence on the long-rumoured and feared West End McDonald's next month, despite continued backlash from the community and local councillors. 220 Melbourne Street, near the bottom of Boundary Street, on the border with West End, will become the site of a new branch for the multinational conglomerate after months of anticipation and meetings. Residents of the area have literally put the writing on the wall, making their stance known with graffiti in protest of the development having been painted across the construction boarding. Rising rents, underinvestment, and large residential developments have made the suburb's condition a space where only large franchises can afford to accommodate, a situation reflective of current concerns for the historic suburb's dying character.
In national news, spies will scour gaming platforms and social media for extremist content in a bid to clamp down on terrorist activity across Australia. The federal budget will include funding to set up a national centre for online counterterrorism work to be jointly run by spy agency ASIO and federal police. The $74 million program will have specialist counter-terror investigators and analysts monitor high-risk online spaces, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke said in a statement. Spy agencies are becoming increasingly concerned about young people being radicalised online, often targeted in seemingly innocuous spaces like gaming platforms and chat groups. The funding is part of an $80 million package to be spent over 2 years, bolstering Australia's counter-terrorism threats and striving to prevent violent extremism and youth radicalisation.
Gaza aid flotilla activist Ethan Floyd has returned home to Australia after being held in Israel detention for 2 days, following their boat's interception while attempting to breach Israel's naval blockade of Gaza. While participating in the global Samud flotilla of more than 100 boats, 6 Australians were detained by the Israeli military earlier this week, with the others remaining in Greece to assist in further missions. Floyd stated that, quote, "The flotilla has shown itself to be effective at challenging the legality of Israel's navy, and that despite the expectation and reality of interception, he was proud of the outcome."
In international news, Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, stated yesterday that Operation Epic Fury has concluded its objectives in Iran, ending the offensive stage of the war. Project Freedom has subsequently come into effect, with Donald Trump making clear that the US intends it to be a defensive operation and placing the responsibility of negotiation on Iran. However, Iran has stated that ships that do not use regime-approved routes will face, quote, decisive action, simultaneously accusing the United States of jeopardizing the security of shipping.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, make sure you go find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.